take a look at the news that Medicare will now cover the popular obesity drug Wegovy, but not for obesity or weight loss. It'll be covered to prevent heart problems in people with obesity and heart disease. This announcement follows the FDA's approval of Wegovy for just those purposes, but there are still going to be some hurdles for patients. Let's bring in reporter Elaine Chen. She's been following this for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. So, Elaine, start with exactly what Medicare has said it will do. Wegovy is part of a class of treatments called GLP-1 drugs. Is Wegovy the only one that's now being approved for Medicare?
Yes. Wegovy is the only obesity drug so far that has also gotten FDA approval for preventing heart disease risks. And so Medicare has come out and confirmed it would reimburse for usages only pertaining to preventing heart disease and not for weight loss purposes.
Right. Because Medicare is a federal payer and, as you write, legally barred from covering just weight loss drugs. But quick question here. We've been covering the ethics of these weight loss drugs. I mean, is there concern that people might get someone they know to say that they have heart disease just so that they could get the drug for weight loss?
Right. So that is going to be a conundrum. And that's why it's likely that access for Medicare patients will still be pretty limited, because the plans will likely be very strict, requiring things like diagnoses, just proof that they have existing heart disease. Mm-hmm. And all that paperwork is likely going to create a lot of barriers.
And by the way, for those wondering, you know, obesity is in of itself such a health risk. Why isn't Medicare allowed to cover weight loss drugs?
That stems from policy that has gone back many, many years. It comes from this kind of longstanding idea that, you know, weight loss is a cosmetic concern and not really, you know, something that you do for health purposes. Mm. There is a bill that has been proposed to allow Medicare to cover weight loss drugs, but currently that bill is stalling in Congress.
But meantime, there's another hurdle that patients might have to cross, because Medicare is one thing, but within Medicare, there are private insurers, and they may not include Wegovy in their plans.
Exactly. So the Medicare prescription drug benefit called Part D, it's administered by private insurers, and they have leeway to choose whether or not they include certain drugs on their formularies. And, you know, Wegovy is quite costly, so they might choose to not include Wegovy on their formularies. Some experts pointed out they might not want to be the first movers. They don't want to be the first ones to include Wegovy, because then they could attract a lot of patients that would want to use Wegovy, and that could just add to the costs. And so it's not a guarantee right now if Medicare patients would have easy access to Wegovy for heart disease prevention.
Yeah, it's a very expensive drug, and we've done stories about ethical questions about the inequity. So just talk about the expense. Might then Medicare patients have to be paying a big fee for this?
Right, exactly. So the list price is about $16,000 annually for a patient. With, you know, insurers, they can negotiate down. So currently, prices are pretty high. And even if these Part D plan administrators choose to include Wegovy on their formularies, they might put much of the burden of that cost onto the patient rather than cover it themselves. And so patients could still be responsible for a big portion of that price.
Yeah, that's a lot of money every month. And a lot of people, you write that estimates are that 7 to 10 million more Medicare beneficiaries could be eligible for getting Wegovy and might apply. And we know there's already a shortage. It's a plant-based drug and there's just not enough plants. What is the concern?
Yeah, that's a good point. There have just been intermittent shortages all throughout since Wegovy was launched. Currently, the FDA website says that Wegovy is still in limited availability. And so whenever we have these new indications and new approvals coming for these drugs, there's always a question of whether there's even going to be enough supply for the drugs. So it's yet to be seen if many more Medicare patients might be approved to get these drugs, and if they'll even be able to get them just because of the shortage issues.
Well, so Elaine, people are paying out of their pocket for this drug. People are also getting it through their private insurers. For the original intent of the drug and other drugs, it's for diabetics, but also for people who have health weight problems. But they're already seeing shortages. They can't get it through their private insurers. And now Medicare is adding people to the beneficiary roles, this drug has exploded.
It truly has. And, you know, it's just we're going to keep seeing this happen because these drugs are being tested also for other disease indications like fatty liver disease, chronic kidney disease. There are even trials going on testing the drug in Alzheimer's. And so if these drugs keep getting approved for these new indications, there's going to be more and more demand, but a continual question of whether there's going to be enough. And like you said, always questions of whether the drugs will be distributed equitably, because as it always is in healthcare currently, the people who have generous insurance and have the means to pay for the drugs are always the ones that get them first.
Yeah. Elaine Chen, with our editorial partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Elaine, thank you. Thanks for following this.
Thank you so much.